The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them realized that he had been healed. He returned glorifying God in a loud voice and fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
All children. How about now, Candy? Michael? I'll just talk real loud. So when you're dealing with small children, they'll ask you for something, and you'll go up to them, and you'll give it to them, and you'll wait, and you'll go and say the magic words, and they are? Thank you, that's right. And you may do this once, twice, 30, 50. Sometimes they need more reminding than others, depending on the child. But nonetheless, when they receive something they've asked for, you teach them to say thank you. In today's gospel, we had 10 lepers. Leprosy at the time of Christ was nothing to be messed with. Very few times were people healed. They came to Jesus and they said, "Lord, heal us." He said, "Go show yourselves to the priests," which is what you did back then to be let back into the community. So 9 were busy going to the priests, and one goes, "Hey, I got what I asked for. I got to go back and say thank you." How many times in our lives do we pray for something to happen? Do we pray for our friend who is sick to be healed? Do we pray for someone who's been trying for a long time to have a child, to be able to get pregnant? There are these things out there we pray for, and we pray for with all our heart. And then, when it happens, what do? We find the next thing to pray for. And we said, "Lord, you did such a good job with this. How about this? How about that? Oh, it'd be really good if we could get this." But we forget. We forget what we try to instill in our children. We forget that when we ask for something and it's given, we say the magic words, "Thank you." So Candy and I were on a retreat, something you do every year as a deacon couple, and the person who gave the retreat challenged all of us. He said, "You know, we're not a very thankful bunch. We look at people and we complain about this, and we complain about their driving and their parking skills and whatever it may be. We're a good job of complainers. But are we a good job of thankers?" So what I'm asking you to do is this week, every day in the morning after you get up, if you've had that cup of coffee with a lot of people need or whatever your beverage of choice may be, think of 5 things that you are thankful for on that day. And just go, Lord, I'm thankful for my wife, I'm thankful for my grandkids, my job. I'm thankful for the good time I had at the fair, whatever those five things are. It sounds easy. The next day, when you come up with five things, try five different things that you haven't said you're thankful for. Five new things. You get to the third day. Now it's, you've already said 10, you've got to come up with five new ones. See if you can do that for a week. If you can, you're probably a better person than I. I think I was only good for about 3 days. And then I ran out of things. I kept going. Then it was, I'm thankful for that bird that woke me up this morning. I'm thankful for the leaves from my bougainvillea that I've got to rake this weekend. I'm thankful for my barbecue that I get to clean. But it's okay. We are so often a people who complain. We need to be a people who are grateful and thankful to our Lord for all the things He has given us, no matter how big or how small.